Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
A legendary outdoor store in Cleveland, Mississippi is selling everything in a five-day online-only auction. Vintage fishing and hunting gear, archery, muzzleloaders, jewelry, toys, signs, and more. Bidding starts Friday, July 24th at 9 a.m. Shop now at YNLauction.com.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. The Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air, we think. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio. Bear with us minute by minute.
That we do know.
Opening segment today sponsored by our good friends at Dickey's Barbecue. That's where you go to cater your next event. That's where you go to have a great meal with your family tonight. 7 days a week. They're located right near the mall here in Hattiesburg, and it is just a great place to go 24/7 for the best food around, and do a great job catering, don't they, Kelly?
And the side dishes too that you're offered, not just your standard green beans and coleslaw. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different choices.
Right. All right, we start a new week of Southern Miss Sports Talk. We're going to bring Heath Hinton from Big Gold Nation on the show to kick off the week. Heath, here's what we're going to do today. And first of all, thank you for coming on, as always.
Oh, yeah. Glad to be here, guys.
All right, Heath, ran across something this morning from an organization called Willis Sports. As you know, probably yourself included, a lot of publications are beginning now to look at football season and make predictions. And this particular publication is projecting Southern Miss football to go 3-9 on the year. And I thought we'd break it down by opponent to kick off this week, but before we start that breakdown, does 3-9 does that seem realistic to you?
You know, I hate to say it seems far off, but looking at the circumstances, if you're someone who's looking at odds or looking at predicting records, and you look at a team and you say, okay, this team has literally no one coming back, and they're having to build from scratch. What else would you think of a team? I mean, you really would. It's tough not to have that idea with this team. I think they can be a little better than that, but it's going to be difficult for the Golden Eagles this season. There's a myriad of different reasons if we can get into it, but even Coach Huff coming in, you know, a lot of people say, well, he did it 1 year. Yeah, but he had some certain advantages that Coach Anderson doesn't. So there's a lot of reasons why last year is going to be a lot different from this year.
All right, let's start down the list here, guys, and I'll go to both of you, and I'll keep up here, and then we'll see how we all tally this up at the end. The first game, obviously, is an opener against Alcorn State out of the SWAC. Alcorn 5-7 last year. Is that a challenge at all, Heath Hinton, for the Golden Eagles to defeat a SWAC team?
I think Alcorn State is going to be a better team this year. But, you know, when you're looking at things, FCS, FBS, talent level is different. I do think Southern Miss will win this game. Will they blow them away? I don't know about that, but I expect a two and a half, three touchdown win. Any FBS team should be able to beat FCS team, especially when I'm SWAG. No offense to the SWAG, but
right.
Southern Miss should win that game.
All right, Kelly, you concur.
I do, but I think Alcorn, if you're an Alcorn fan, you're going, well, if you're going to play Southern Miss, get them the very first week,
right,
when there's still a lot of uncertainty and still might be knocking the rust off a little bit.
Right. Okay, talk about one extreme to another. You host Alcorn, and then the second week of the season, Heath, you're on the road at Auburn. Auburn also 5-7 last year, but obviously they play in a different world.
Yeah, they play in a different level when it comes to money, when it comes to resources. They just opened a brand-new football facility. It's going to be a tough task, especially for a team of newcomers playing in their second game. That's just a little too much to ask. But Southern Miss goes over and has a little fight. Southern Miss has given Auburn some good games in the past, so you play the game for a reason, but I'm afraid it's just too much of a task early in the season for this
All right. Kelly?
Well, I think there was a jeer cheer years ago that was U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You're ugly. And I think on paper, this game might get pretty ugly pretty early.
All right, third game of the year. Now, the Southern Miss fans don't know much about this team, but they were 9-4 last year, and I'm talking about the University of Connecticut, otherwise known as UConn. I'm going to jump in here first, Heath, before I go to you. I do not see this as a win for the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. I mean, if you're going to have a winning season, this is one of the games that you have to win. If you're going to have a winning season, I just don't know. Early in the season, maybe home field helps. Maybe them coming down here, having to deal with the heat might help. That could be one of the difference makers, but it's going to be tough on Golden Eagles.
Kelly?
Heath, I think you hit the nail on the head when you talked about I think the only check on the Southern Miss ledger would be heat and humidity. Because you've got some blue bloods from Connecticut coming down here, and it's brutal, this heat.
But they're pretty good, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. Now, depending on how deep they are, you might be able to wear them down, but a lot of things are going to have to go right.
All right, but the three of us are not looking for a win.
I think that's what it adds up to.
All right, week four. I hate to bring this up. Week four, Heath. At Tulane. Tulane was 11-3 last year, and I don't need to tell anybody who coaches them.
Yeah, they were 11-3. A lot of that team returns, and Will Hall got a pretty good deal down there to rebuild his career on. So, man, I hate to even think about this game. I'm just going to say. You want Southern Miss to play hard, and maybe they'll come out with a victory.
Well, it'll be a fun weekend for Southern Miss fans going to Tulane.
Really?
Some good food and lots of things to do in New Orleans. This is going to be a big year for Tulane and Will Hall's career. I expect Tulane to have a very good team. I expect them to beat Southern Miss. Not that it really matters to us on this show, but the following year, next year with Tulane, is going to be the one that
Heath, Will Hall, he can't take an 11-3 team and have a losing record and expect to be around very long. He has the talent on this team to be successful, correct?
Yes, we have, but we've also at Southern Miss seen a team that won the conference and almost went to a BCS game and beat a Houston team, knock them out of the BCS, and the next season go winless. So it has happened.
Okay, so you're predicting Southern Miss to upset Tulane?
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
I don't know about that. I will say this. There's going to be a lot of emotion on both sides today.
I got you. All right, well, let's get to game five. 8-6. The game's at Troy. Troy 8-6 on the year. Kelly, we'll let you go first.
It would just be so much easier if we knew what our Eagles have. But Blake Anderson has even said, the spring drills was more about just trying to find out what he has. And until that question gets asked, I think you almost have to think that the Eagles would be underdogs in every game they play, especially on the road. That's the conference opener against Troy. So, golly, I mean.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
How about you, Heath?
I would have to agree with Kelly. I interviewed Blake last week and talked to him about, a depth chart. And he said, if you ask me who are the traveling team, I could probably tell you, but when it comes to depth, I have no idea. I have no idea who's going to start where. And he was totally honest about that. Until we understand what this Golden Eagle team is, it's hard to predict them winning.
All right.
It's going to be really hard.
All right, let's get to the halfway point before we hit the break. We've got about a minute left. All right, game number six will be Arkansas State. Arkansas State 7-6 last year. Heath, how you like this one?
Maybe this is one of those times where Southern Miss jumps up and wins one they're not supposed to. I think this could be it. Arkansas State's quarterback's gone. It's a different team. So I'm going to say Southern Miss picks up a win here just out of the blue. It's going to be one of those they're going to win some. I think this is one of those.
All right, Kelly. Kelly, 30 seconds.
Yeah, Jalen Reiner is gone. I think this is the homecoming game. Maybe Southern Miss can sneak this one out.
You're picking a win.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not quite as optimistic, guys. I think some wins are going to come, but I think Arkansas State, pretty competitive game. So, all right. So right now we're through six games. Of course, this is nothing but just pure speculation. Kelly and Heath have the Golden Eagles going 2-4 in the first six games of the year. I have them at 1-5. Still to come, Louisiana Monroe, JMU, Louisiana Tech, South Alabama, and Old Dominion as we take a peek sneak at the 2026 football season.
God bless ULM.
Thank goodness they were scheduled. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Eagle Tire West sponsors the second segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour every day. They're out on Highway 98 West. They sell Goodyear and all premium brand tires. They can order any brand, actually, that you like. They do full service work on cars and trucks. They're big Southern Miss supporters. They're great folks. They're local folks. They've had the Eagle Tire and now Eagle Tire West since 1985. So, do business locally, if you will, please, with Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. And then right down the road, MCS Home Center, that's where the Pine Belt goes for home repair, home remodeling, home construction needs, everything you need for your next project, whether it be your home, your lawn, or your garden. It's all available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. They are located at 7329 Highway 98 West. All right, we continue our conversation with Heath Hinton from Big Gold Nation. All right, let's go now. So we've gone through half of the upcoming football season. Let's hit the second half, guys. I'll start with you, Kelly. Let's say 1, 2, 3, seventh game of the season. The Golden Eagles will be traveling down south Louisiana to take on the Raging Cajuns, who were 6-7 last year.
And I think this is going to be Louisiana's year. Michael DeSormo has been there, you know, former quarterback, now the head coach there. I think Louisiana's probably going to be favored to win the West in the preseason prognostications that will be unveiled during media day sometime in the middle of July. This doesn't look good for the Eagles to go to Louisiana and play who I think is going to be the preseason favorite to win the West.
Heath?
Yeah, I think they're going to be preseason picked to win the West, but kind of like South Alabama and Southern Miss, Southern Miss is that to Louisiana in football. Even when Southern Miss hadn't been good, they've been able to get under and win. I'm actually going to pick Southern Miss in an upset. I think Louisiana's won, what, one out of the last 20 meetings or something like that. I'm going to take Southern Miss to
Well, he's got them now already with win number three. The next game up at Louisiana Monroe, thank God. 3-9 last year. I'll jump in here, and I see Southern Miss with a win.
Oh, gee, Bob, get out there on that limb, huh?
Yep, you know me. Always taking chances, Kelly.
Yeah, boy, that's a risky one. No, I like Southern Miss to. There's a lot of you think Southern Miss is at a disadvantage in many ways. Louisiana Monroe even has more disadvantages than Southern Miss does. So I like Southern Miss to beat Monroe.
Heath.
Yeah, there will be no blindsiding Southern Miss from ULM, pardon the pun. I think Southern Miss wins that.
He's got them winning three games in a row here, Kelly. He's got them beating Arkansas State, Louisiana, and Monroe, three in a row. All right, then we move on to, we're going to have a pretty good team here in town. James Madison, 12-2 last year, obviously played at the end of the year, you know, in the big spotlight bowl game. Heath, I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead and say it.
Yeah, it's just Louisiana. I mean, JMU's a team that just get a new coach. They're just as good. It doesn't matter. James Madison.
All right.
And I know you love them, Bob.
I do. They're among my favorites. Up next, at Louisiana Tech, the Texters last year are the Bulldog, actually, 8-5 coming into the league. Now, guys, I'm going to jump up here. This is one that I'm going to say that I think the Golden Eagles have a chance to win. I think they have a chance to go to Louisiana Tech and win. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I think by then Blake will have them playing much better, and I like them to go down there and beat Louisiana Tech, Kelly.
Not me. Sonny Cumbie's been there now for, four or five seasons, former offensive coordinator at Texas Tech. I don't think any of these games are going to be blowouts by any means, but I think Tech wins at home.
All right, Heath?
Yeah, I got to go with Tech on this one at home. It's just a team that they return a lot to, and pretty good team last year in conference USA. I don't think they'll win the Sun Belt, but do you think they'll beat Southern Miss?
All right. Next week, next to last game, the old nemesis comes to the Rock, South Alabama, Heath. 4-8 last year, I should say.
Yep, and like us, it's just something about South Alabama. Southern Miss kind of proved to me they're going to beat them. I'm going to take South Alabama.
Now, is this checkers or chess or miniature golf or
it doesn't matter.
Pickleball?
It doesn't really matter.
Correct. South Alabama wins.
Okay, okay. All right. And then the regular season will end on the road. A pretty good 10-3 Old Dominion team, Heath Hinton.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Tough feeling on the road. The Old Dominion team is probably going to be in position to battle, you know, JMU and some other schools for the East. I just think Old Dominion too much there.
Yeah, Ricky Ronnie's in his third or fourth year there at Old Dominion, and he's really got them. They had a great second half of last season, great things to build upon. I agree with Heath. I think that if James Madison doesn't win the East, ODU probably will. So the fact they're also at home, not good for the Eagles.
All right, so Heath is making an early summer projection of a 4-7 record, Kelly and I both at 3-8. And Heath, We're not trying to be Debbie Downers here, be negative, but the truth is that Blake Anderson has been given, I'm not going to say impossible because nothing's impossible. Boy, he has been given one massive task by Charles Huff to rebuild this program. And what players didn't graduate, it seems like Huff took them with him.
Yeah, it's just a tough rebuild. And do I think Blake Anderson can get it done? Absolutely. I think the first year is going to be tough. He had to come in just Brent put a whole new team on the field with JUCOs and some transfers. Also, you got to understand, Huff had a secondary portal period after the spring where if he didn't think players were good enough, they could move on and he could bring in some other guys. Anderson doesn't have that this year. So it's going to be a tough, difficult task. I think people are saying they win four or five games. This is what Blake Anderson should get Sun Belt Coach of the Year because of the rebuild and what he's had to do. Well, so I think it's going to be a tough season, but I think Blake is the right guy, and next season will be different.
Jeremy McClain said almost those exact words that I think Blake Anderson is the right guy for the right time at Southern Miss. And I've had some Southern Miss fans say, what do you think he meant by that? And, of course, I can't speak for Jeremy McClain, but I agree, and here's what I mean by it when I say the right guy for the right time. Because of the circumstances that he was dealt with, what I would want is a coach with maturity. And Blake Anderson, not only through professional travails, but personal travails that he's been through. This is a guy that's forged in steel in a lot of ways. When you're mature, you also understand that it's a process and that things take time. When you're mature, you also don't tend to give in to external factors that might cause you to push the panic button. He has experience not only in this league as a coach at Arkansas State, where he won, then his years in Utah, where he has won. So I think his maturity and experience, he understands that this is a long process, longer than most fans these days in a get-rich-quick sort of football landscape that people want any school to be in. That's why I think he's the right guy at the right time.
I agree with that, Heath, but you manage a chat room, and so I don't need to tell you how impatient and respectfully unrealistic some fans are that they think, well, you know, you've got the portal, you've got NIL, you've got all this. You can just build a roster overnight. Not really the case if you don't have the big dollars, correct?
No, in fact, if you think about last year, Huff, there were difference makers that Will Hall had here. At linebacker, Chris Jones, I mean, they were players that were difference makers that Huff didn't have to go out and get.
Right.
And there are none of those this year.
Right.
It's just going to take time, and I think people, you know, I think most people understand it to a certain extent. This is going to be a tough year. Some fans, they want you to win immediately, and I understand that with the portal era. But Southern Miss doesn't have the $90 million to go out and buy a team. So you're going to have to build it over time with the portal, with JUCO, and then, you know, try to get through this season and then build a little more next season. But it's just going to take time. It's not a quick fix here at Southern Miss. It can't be now, because if you try a quick fix, you'll end up in the same position you are this year like you were last year.
I think you've probably had a lot more communication with Coach Anderson than we have on this show. He's been around a while, so he understands the challenge, that, and I'm sure he also understands the impatience he's going to have to deal with from the fan base, yes?
Yeah, he does, and it's part of football nowadays, and he accepts that. He knows that this is going to be a tough season, but, you know, when I talk to him about change the way he's coaching or do anything, he said, absolutely not, I'm going to be the same person. And if he wants to be the same person, that's the same person that won championships in two different FBS conferences, who's had a lot of success, I'll take that person. Given time, it'll work.
And I think that's what I meant when I was talking about maturity. He does understand that that's going to be there, but he's not going to let it rattle him. He's just been through too many battles.
All right, Heath, real quick, how can people find your great chat room?
You got a Big Gold Nation. Just Google Big Gold Nation, and we got a good sale going on right now where it's half price for the year. So come and join us and have a little fun. We'll talk some baseball, transfer portal, football, basketball. We got it all going.
All right, my friend, thank you for your time today. Always good having you on the show.
Thank you, Bob. Y'all have a good one, guys.
Heath Hinton, everybody. Big Old Nation. All right, we'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank Heath Hinton for joining us first half of the show. Appreciate him sharing some time with us as we just have a little fun looking ahead at the upcoming football season. Hey, Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is important, but you're the most important player always. Be sure you get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be, and when you run into problems, we'll rely on the experts at Forest Health. That's where you'll find expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. They come from all over Mississippi for treatment here. We're very lucky to have them right here in the community, Kelly.
And the wife of the late NASCAR driver Kyle Busch, she's taking that on as kind of a cause, trying to break through men's hard shells and say, look, if you don't feel good, go to a doctor.
That's what happened to him.
That's exactly what happened. He thought it was a sinus infection that just wouldn't go away. And an infection, of course, means that it can get into your bloodstream. It got into his brain and wound up killing him. And he blamed it on his schedule, that he just didn't have time to see the doctor. And
yeah, well, one thing that I learned in life, the dumbest thing you can do is be sick and not go see a doctor.
Yes.
And just think, well, most of the times you will get over it, but sometimes you may not, and this was a great example.
And
an unnecessary death.
And statistically, you want to know why guys die sooner than women?
Because they don't go to the doctor.
That's it. I mean,
it's true.
You hate that it's that simple, but it is, guys.
It is that simple. So Forest Health, we're very, very fortunate to have them here. Hey, also lucky to have DBAT. They're down on Hardy Street. We're trying our best to we're lassoing Luke Reynolds and bringing him into the building. We really do want to talk to Luke. Great, great baseball player here at Southern Miss and at Mississippi State. He had quite a collegiate baseball career. He now runs the place, DBAT on Hardy Street, state-of-the-art, gorgeous facility. So many great things in Hattiesburg that we're all lucky to have. Just for example, Kelly, here in Bellevue and Oak Grove, three new restaurants right down the street, and much to my amazement and overwhelming joy, I came through Bellevue the other day, and I know it's been there a while. I can't believe I didn't notice it. They're building a Waffle House right down the road from my house, Kelly.
Well, I see. I thought you'd have the Mormon Tabernacle Choir all queued up there.
I should have. I don't know how to get it up here. The screen's not right.
And do you know, in a related story, the number one jewel that foreigners who have come here for the World Cup matches have said that the one thing.
Waffle House.
They have discovered the Waffle House.
It's going to be right down the road from where I live.
How about that?
It's like God just set it right down there within easy driving distance of my house.
The only places that don't close when a hurricane is nearby, and Waffle House will still be open.
This is how life changes. You know, early on in my life, back in my 20s, I always ended up at Waffle House at like 2 or 3 in the morning. Now it's like 7 or 8 in the morning, and it's not because I'm just getting in. It's because I'm getting up and going to eat breakfast.
Yeah, but I think the 2 and 3 in the morning, we knew what you were doing at 10, 11, and 12.
Correct. Those days are way behind me now, way behind. All right, finally, it seems like after 7 years, the college baseball season comes to an end tonight at 6 o'clock, Oklahoma, North Carolina. Just when you thought the Boomer Sooner was going to run away with it, North Carolina says not so fast. And tonight, Kelly, I think is one of those games where no one knows what's going to happen, right?
I think Oklahoma bounces back. I think that, and it's really kind of a story because all year long, nobody really was talking about Oklahoma. No. Everybody acknowledged that they were a good, decent team, but I don't think anybody pictured that Oklahoma would be where they are.
Right.
But I think the same could be said about North Carolina.
Right.
They've
been there 13 times in the College World Series and never won it.
Well, tonight,
North Carolina.
I mean, tonight might, I don't think it will be, but tonight might be the night. But anytime you're in any type of competition, you just want to put yourself in a position where you have nobody to blame but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And both of these teams have jockeyed themselves and put them in position. It comes down to one game, boys, one game tonight. So
it's
let it all hang
when
out.
You think about that. You think of that baseball starts back really in
February.
Yeah, but even before then, they
practice.
Start practicing, then they have fall ball, and then they have practice, and then you've got to play just seems like endless games, and it all gets down to 27 outs to determine your fate. It's going to be kind of a cool thing to watch, I think.
And everybody's goal is to get to Omaha. That's what they say. Now, whether they really know that they have the ability on their team to go that far is a different story, but this is what these two teams have been shooting for, and but again, it's interesting because you go, man, you got one shot at this, but most competitors will go, I'm good with that.
Right.
I just want one shot.
I'm sure you've noticed, too, everybody that follows college baseball does, is the popularity is enormous. That's a big baseball stadium where they're playing the College World Series, and they're, you know, it's just all but packed. It seems like maybe a couple of exceptions. Weekdays at 1 o'clock,
right.
A lot of fans are working, but man, it's popular. Isn't it?
And the city, as they should, they take the opportunity to have other events scheduled with it so that they're like, if your team happens to lose out, no reason to leave Omaha, we got this going on or that going on. So it has developed a tradition that sometimes people will go and not even necessarily have any skin in the game. They just go to hang out.
Do you see any trends in college baseball that bother you? Because it has become such a great sport. You just hate to see them tinker with it, but it seems like constant. Like this year there was a change roster size, reduce the roster size. Do you see any changes?
They added an extra coach to, you know. No, I mean, and we've talked about this on the show before. It's just the money thing.
Yeah.
but it's every single sport. It's not just baseball. It's really tough to digest. There's no loyalty. It's interesting to me how fans are loyal to a school, but players aren't.
Right. Right. No, that's exactly right. And
like Southern Miss fans, it doesn't matter whether we could have a team from all Hawaii or whatever. Southern Miss fans would still be there to cheer on those
teams.
That's
really an interesting point.
Yeah.
The fans have remained loyal, but in many cases, the players have not.
And
that's
to me,
really sort of sad, isn't
it? It is. It's depressing. It's depressing
to
me.
Yeah. So you like Oklahoma?
Yeah, I think Oklahoma wins it tonight. But while we were talking about money, Bob, while we're on that subject, there was a news story last night that one of the Big 12 schools is going one step further in their efforts to raise more capital for their athletic department. They've always allowed beer sales at football, basketball, and other events. Now, starting this fall with football, they are going to allow people to buy liquor, mixed drinks, at their football, basketball, and all their other sporting events. And, man, I just think that's – now, look, I'm old, okay? I just think that's a – and I understand the fact that you need money, but I think that's a terrible idea.
Well, I think you're just inviting trouble. I'll tell you what, if you don't think that's a problem – maybe not the case now. I was going to say up just to a few years ago, do what I did. Go to a Redskin Philadelphia Eagle game and tell me if you think selling liquor throughout the ball game was a good idea. Because, I mean, you know, you like walk through a barrage of fights when it was over. And you see all this violence at NFL games. And I would attest to you that 99% of that is alcohol related. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right, and that's what I'm saying. Beer is, I understand
right.
Beer, if you want to call that liquor light, I guess you could, but now when you start mixing fire water.
A beer and a hot dog, I mean, that's American, man. There ain't nothing wrong with that, but to start, and particularly I think at universities where there are young people there, and if you're selling it, do you not think they're going to try to finagle their way into getting it?
And really, when you consider the drinking age is 21, if they're entering a university at age 18, they're not even eligible to drink till their senior year.
Correct.
Legally.
Right.
But you talk about the fan behavior, and we noticed at the U.S. Open golf tournament yesterday when Wyndham Clark won, he mentioned how everybody was cheering for Scottie Scheffler to win the career Grand Slam. I get that. But there were people actively cheering against Wyndham Clark and would cheer when he hit a bad shot and things like that. And the Phoenix Open now has that one hole where everybody seems to be drunk and they're throwing beers. And I just think this is
not a good idea. You know, a lot of NFL cities, they'll cut off liquor sales after the third quarter.
Beer sales.
Oh, is it beer sales?
Beer sales. Yeah, because this is the first I've heard that liquor – has been I've heard
college game.
Yes, I've heard of liquor being available at concerts and things like that, but
and pro football games, NFL games.
Is liquor allowed at NFL games?
I would think. I mean, I would think, huh?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question.
But I just think when we tend to be in a world now where there's a lack of civility anyway.
Well, I agree.
And then
let's not add fuel to the fire.
Right. And I know it's frustrating for athletic directors who are feeling budget pinches and they're thinking, what can we do? We've already done the naming rights to the stadium. We've already done all these other things. What else can we do? Mm-hmm. That's the logical next step when you start selling beer. And of course, I was excited when Southern Miss came out with beer sales.
I think that's two different things, actually.
I think so too. But there would be those who say, "No, well, beer is a gateway to alcohol." You know, I just don't know how good of an idea that is.
Get a cold beer and a hot dog and enjoy the football game. You can drink whiskey when the game's over.
And you get to be my age; one beer is plenty.
We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank some of our friends this afternoon, our good friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg. No finer people around than Kevin Mullins and Mr. Mac Grubbs. Huge supporters of Southern Miss Athletics, where you'll find the state's only Genesis dealership. And boy, it is gorgeous. Kelly and I have been in it on a couple of occasions. Highway 98 West, you'll find the beautiful Genesis sedans and SUVs all at Genesis of Hattiesburg. Hey, if you got some gold and silver laying around your house, some old jewelry perhaps, Kelly, maybe an old gold watch, where would you take it?
Oh, Marty Vick at Jewel Masters, of course. Actually, we got to talk about this too. If you melted her down, he would be a multi-gazillionaire.
That's for sure.
Because Cindy's good as gold, isn't she?
She's solid gold.
Yeah.
No question about that. And we still to this day shake our heads and wonder, how in the world did Marty talk her into? I don't know.
And that she stayed with him.
All the years. A long time. You've known him a long time, haven't you?
Yeah.
Have you ever figured it out?
No. It's one of the unsolved mysteries.
Great mysteries. Yeah. All right, Kelly. Now, if you were going to, let's say you go to church on Sunday, which I know you're a church-going man, and you wanted to knock out lunch after church prior to your Sunday afternoon nap, where would you go?
All you had to do was say nap, and I know exactly where I'd go. It's the Movie Star, because I don't seem to be able to have, I don't have the stop sign in my head when I go to to Movie Star. It's because every selection that they have on the buffet is just so
yes,
good.
And you said something last week, and I thought about you yesterday because I was up in this area, and you said, that what a great day Father's Day would be to go to Movie Star, and a lot of people heard you, Kelly, because they were lined up.
Were they?
They were lined up outside the building, cars parked as far as you could see. And
that doesn't surprise me.
For good reason.
Yeah.
That's a local family that's been doing that for 25 years. And Lori Ford and her family, I don't need to tell you, are the salt of the earth.
And I think that kids have figured out when it comes to their dad or papa or whoever it is, just it really is the way to a man's heart.
It's, food.
It's through our stomachs.
Food.
You can't ever lose there.
You're 1,000% right. Hey, the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. We thank so many of you for listening to us. That way you can hear it again today on Apple Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or Alexa or Siri will play it for you. All right, news of those, Kelly.
Well, Billy Napier, that's the all eyes in the conference, the Sun Belt Conference Football League coming up, the games coming up this fall. Billy Napier, of course, making his return. He was, of course, at Louisiana, won a championship at Louisiana, good enough to get the head coaching job at Florida, where that experiment ended last year as he was canned, actually replaced by another former Sun Belt coach, John Summerall, who had been at Tulane and then goes to Florida. But I'll be interested to see about how that JMU, how the whole JMU environment, and that's why people have said, why does everybody think JMU is going to be tough? Because, they got a new coach. I said, yes, they've got a new coach, but this is a guy that knows the Sun Belt landscape. He was at Louisiana, has won in this league, knows what it takes to win in this league. And I think James Madison, that's one of the reasons that they targeted him, too, was, look, this is a guy that knows how to get it done in this league. If you look at James Madison's athletic department overall, the only problem they have, if you can consider this to be a problem, is they keep losing their head coach every couple years because they do so well.
Right.
I mean, the last couple of them, now at UCLA, right. One of them's at UCLA.
It's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have. And, of course, Kurt Cignetti won the Natty last year at Indiana. So that's why I think that James Madison, even though they've got a whole new crew in there, can compete because they've got guys that know how to do it.
Well, until someone beats them, they're the favorite to win the league again.
Right, and their whole athletic department. And Troy, Troy has done a really good job on the Western side, too. A lot of their teams are highly competitive. So there's a lot of things I think are going to be fun to watch.
Hey, we did get a clarification, and it jogged my memory. We did get one of our listeners, and he's a very loyal listener, and we appreciate him very much. Confirmed they do sell hard liquor at Saints games, and that got me to thinking, Kelly, back to when my family and I, as you know, up until the name change, we made a trip up to Washington every year to catch a Redskin game, and I did remember there were a lot of bars up inside okay. the stadium that you could go in and have mixed drinks. So I guess that's probably been around a while in the National Football League, but college, different animal, I think.
Yes, and I, you know, in all the years, in the 45 years or so that I've been here, I've never been to a Saints game. Never.
You said that. That's kind of surprising.
Never been to a Saints game. But of course, when you're driving back to Hattiesburg or someplace, the last thing you need to be doing is getting, you know, looped.
Correct.
Look, I'm all for a cocktail, but under the right circumstances.
Well, you need to check them out because nobody loves their team any more than the New Orleans Saints fans love their team, and you got to respect that, man.
That's not the only thing they love.
They just like life, you know?
Yeah, okay. That's a good way of putting
it.
You know,
as you know, I had a very, very dear friend that was from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and one of the many things I learned in my friendship with him is how, and I knew this already, but I saw it firsthand, how they embrace life in South Louisiana and how kind and full of life they all are. You know?
But one of the trends I want to see is with this decision by one of the Big 12 schools to start selling liquor, other universities will start doing that, and man, I hope not.
No, I hope not too. And if it's your school, Iowa State, they'll probably give you a lot of reasons to drink that liquor this year, Kelly.
Suicidal, man. Suicidal.
Southern Miss.
To the top. Slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.